There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Washington, D.C., my oh my, pictures of people running from the Capitol. Gotta admit, scary to see. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start a slice of the buzz in the backyard. Oh, yeah. And they were just talking about that. So, in other words, the timing couldn't have been stranger as they're sitting there discussing the possibility of bombs and dogs and sniffing them out and all that kind of stuff. So two bomb threats today. First at Dirksen and then at the White House briefing room. Yeah. Like I said, you can't make this stuff up. So specifically, imagine this. There's a hearing, right? And it was focused on, like I said, the dogs and sniffing out these bombs. It was based on a call to the Capitol Police. Then there was a call to the D.C. police that specifically targeted the White House briefing room. So reporters were moved, and then the briefing resumed after like a half an hour. The press, not happy. Well, of course, why not? Because they consider certain things their property. Cameras were pointed down outside and in the briefing room. So much for being able to film certain things. So they couldn't film it. And we wouldn't be laughing if these threats were real and credible and something terrible had happened. It's just, I mean, really, isn't it? It's just the world we live in. I was thinking about this today. I mean, how many of us as kids, did you ever have your high school cleared out because of a bomb threat? Did you ever have to leave the school? And I went to a very big school. I went to a school right over the bridge from Philadelphia in South Jersey, Cherry Hill East. And I'm telling you, I think every 2 weeks there was a bomb threat, and they never took any chances because there was 4,000 students, give or take, in that building. It was huge. So this alarm would go off. You know, remember, this is before, because that was before you had to go through a metal detector, and we had some of these horrific Columbine shootings and the terrible thing that happened in Connecticut and Sandy Hook. That was way before that. But we knew it. We knew the drill. Boom. Out the door. Single file. No problems. That happened. It was like clockwork, it seemed. It happened at least twice a month. So the threats, they can't take them lightly, certainly in the seat of liberty. And the threats closed parts of D.C. It was very strange to see the reporters, because I did see a picture of the reporters scurrying out of the room and then coming back in. It was in the middle of the daily briefing. Just evacuate. The north lawn of the White House also, boom, cleared. The Secret Service said, yeah, there is there's a bomb threat. And they covered up those press cameras in the briefing room during the evacuation. They said they wanted to protect the practices they used to investigate bomb threats. They didn't want it out there. So that's why they covered them up. And they said that the Secret Service said they couldn't discuss any connection between the White House and the Capitol threats. But the first bomb threat was made targeting a specific location. And that's what I think caused the Capitol Police to take it much more seriously. Because the caller just placed in the Homeland Security Committee offices on the third floor to a T of the Dirksen building. So they say they're unclear as to whether it was related to the evacuation or whatever, but yada yada. Somebody in the know called it in, so what's going on there? There's a serious crack. The president was in the Oval Office, wasn't moved during the evacuation. The first lady, the daughters, were in the residence, not moved. And that was it. And the Senate building, also, same thing. No sign as to whether the two events were connected. No sign about that. But it definitely backed some things up. Definitely. Because the TSA hearing was called by the Senate Homeland Security Affairs Committee, of course, in response to a report that was leaked revealing flaws in the terror vetting process. So they're sitting there vetting that, and then that's when the calls come in. And by the way, the cracks in the system included the TSA failing to identify 73 active workers who had links to terrorism. Didn't identify him. So how's that? Hey, so you have a pulse? You seem like you could probably look in some bags, boss a few people around here and there, wand them down. Yeah, you're hired. I'll never forget a couple of years ago. Would you be surprised to find out that the TSA was recruiting on pizza boxes in D.C.? Need a job? Come work for us. Want a career in the TSA? We got one for you right there at the airport. And it goes back to what I said a long time ago. If you're really serious about security, then you have to beef it up with professionals. Doesn't mean every person at that particular, I'll call it checkpoint, entry point into the airport, into the bowels of the airport, where the planes are taking off, doesn't mean every single one has to be a former detective or cop or whatever. But you can't have a supervisor that is from that kind of a background. I bet you could. But it's a question of paying more. It's a question of paying more money. And frankly, have we been lucky, or do we have really good investigative people at the CIA and FBI and etc.? I'm going to say it's kind of split, because I truly believe we have some good people that work on these terrorism measures and trying to stop terrorism and look for the signs, because I don't want to throw everyone in the same bin. I really do think there's some good people. But eventually the good people and the luck that we're having runs out, and let's hope not. But there is a big press to have something, the press is on in the terrorism world to do something to the United States. The threats, I think it was smart that they took those threats seriously, of course. Because you can feel it. You can feel like something is closing in. And I hope I'm wrong about that. But it definitely feels that way. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to have a conversation with Attorney John Snyder from New York about investment scams. Now more than ever, with friends and family and the person next door that you really like and your best friend's son or whatever, that are entrepreneurs and are involved in maybe startups or whatnot, there is a press to ask people, as always, friends and family, to get involved in the business. But when should you not get involved in a business? When should you just walk away and not even get involved? Schneider's the best. He's given us that advice, serious money advice, in a sense, so you don't blow it. Coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Tonight we've been talking about my pals in California. I used to live there, all the things that are happening. A biggest commodity there is what? Water, water, water. Hey, we all know this. We learned this in school, and it's still true. 70% of the earth is covered in water. Now we have water piracy, as I like to call it. We're seeing some crazy things happen in the great state of California. Mark Baird is with us. He's the president of a water rights group in Northern California called Scott Valley Protect Our Water. And he's also the leader of a grassroots, where he's a grassroots guy advocating and a spokesperson for the state of Jefferson, which we talked to him about last time. That was absolutely fascinating. So, Mark, tapping into this whole thing of what's going on with water and water bandits, how bad is it in California?
Well, in the Central Valley, it's starting to get pretty bad. I mean, a lot of the domestic groundwater down there is the water table's lowering, so some of those wells are going dry. There were a few people in a canal near Modesto that were fined for siphoning a little water out of the canal. I mean, please, these people are in trouble. There are some guys stole some water from a fire department tank. People are having water trucked to their homes for $600 a load. So there are places where it's pretty bad. And quite frankly, I blame the legislature and the governor. It didn't have to be this way.
Yeah, where did Jerry Brown, the California governor, really screw up on this one?
Well, today he screwed up because he told the news service that he didn't take a shower this morning. And he was really proud of that. And that he had a low-flow system installed in his dwelling, the manor, I guess. But I got some bad news for him. First of all, the guy's a liar. He's always been a liar. Second of all, low-flow has been code in California for years and years and years. So if he didn't have one, he was in violation of the building codes. But does he seriously think that's going to reach people's hearts, the fact that he smells bad today?
No. Yeah, people aren't going to care about that.
No.
And they're threatening penalties, like up to $10,000. That's what everyone keeps hearing. So what's the scoop on that, the whole fining people?
Well, I mean, it's the you know, it's the hammer and the anvil, and the credible threat is we're going to fine you $10,000 a day if we find out you're using too much water. And, of course, people in large urban areas now have these smart meters on their homes so that your own house will rat you out to the government if you take a 7-minute shower instead of a 4-minute shower. I mean, this is simply a progressive social engineering project that is an unimaginable morass of failed government policies and mismanagement of water in the state of California going back at least 20 years.
Yeah, and that's it. How come nothing was done before? This shouldn't have been a blindside kind of thing. As you said, 2 decades, there's been a problem.
Well, I mean, it's even worse than that. There's malfeasance because in 2013, the governor allowed 1 million acre feet of water to go to the ocean without benefiting one single human being. So that in 2014, he could cry broke and get his $8 billion water bond passed. This year, so far, they've allowed 400,000 acre feet, enough water for 1 million people for a year, more than 1 million people, to go to the ocean out of Lewiston Reservoir in order to scour the channel so returning salmon will have a more appropriate place to spawn. You could have done that with a bulldozer in 2 days.
Oh, 1 million people. That's incredible. And so because of that, that's what you were saying before, what farmers and others are trying to pay for water. The black market is out of this world right now for water, especially for really desperate farmers, right?
Well, and the state's part of that, too, because the governor got his $8 billion water bond, and he's already borrowed $760 million from that bond money so that he can purchase water on the open market to allow it to go to the ocean for environmental purposes and not serve the human beings who are crying out in need for that water in the Central Valley. I think people ought to be in jail over this. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life, and seemingly the media is not covering this.
Yeah. Why is that? Are they just blindsided to the fact of what's happening, or they're just ignoring it?
Look, this is a progressive state filled with progressives. At least the lower Californians are, and quite frankly, the chickens are coming home to roost, and I don't know whether they're just asleep or in denial. It's absolutely fundamentally amazing to me that everyone isn't up in arms about this.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. We're talking about all kinds of crazy things, too. You mentioned the siphoning, digging under streets, all that kind of stuff is happening, hijacking tankers. And do you think it's going to get worse before it gets better?
Oh, you betcha it's going to get worse before it gets better. This is the start of a long dry season. And in the western United States, if you look at the tree ring data, mega droughts are not unusual here. Droughts that last 20, 30, 40 years. We can look at tree ring data going back 1,500 years in some of the giant redwoods. So this is common to the western United States. And the whole idea is you plan and store water during good times so you can use the water during water shortages. And that's something our state has no will to do. This has nothing to do with the environment. This is about power, money, and control.
Now, I agree with you. Power, money, and control. So what does the little guy do? How do you combat it? Start to get more people, start a movement, get more people like yourself, get more people involved and paying attention to what's happening?
You know, the people created government, not the other way around. We didn't get the government we deserve. We got the government we allowed. And so until people begin to stand up for liberty and stand up to demand that the government that they elect begin to serve them, and in California, we're in a unique position. I mean, no state senator can represent 1 million people. That's malfeasance as well. We have the worst representative ratio in the United States. My county shares a state senator with 10 other counties. You cannot call that adequate representation, and we need to change that in order to change the symptoms that are the result of it.
Yeah, boy, I so agree. Mark Baird, president of a water rights group in Northern California that we mentioned before called Scott Valley Protect Our Water. Thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. SOJ51.net for more information.
I love it. SOJ51.net. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, you heard what Mark had to say there. It is crazy. I mean, you think of California, you think of the gold rush, you think of people going to steal gold during the gold rush because they knew it was all going into the banks and whatnot. They had a lot of bank robberies then. And now you have this siphoning off of private wells. As I mentioned before, digging under streets. Tankers are being hijacked. The black market prices for water, incredible. And the nonsense of, as he called out, the governor, Jerry Brown, saying, oh, I hadn't taken a shower. And he pointed out specifically that he violated the low flow code if he, in fact, didn't have that working in his in the governor's mansion already. So not realizing, I guess, Brown, what he was saying. You have these mandatory water cuts up to 36% of supplies to some pretty lush areas where people have money, of course, like Beverly Hills. That threat of the $10,000, and there is no rain, no big rain in the forecast. I mean, there is nothing that shows on the horizon, because I've been checking it days and days and weeks out, and you know that can change, and hopefully it does. And what do the police do? They're out there investigating, looking for water thieves, and can you imagine a ton of their time is spent actually doing that, trying to find the people who are in fact even breaking into some people's neighbors' homes when they know they're out, because they can snatch up water, I suppose. They can siphon it off or tap into those lines or whatever it is. I mean, this is 4 years into certainly a historic drought. So now you have people that have absolutely perfected the art of stealing water. It's so crazy to even think of, right? It's because anybody who knows how to tap into this, the drought is where they're headed. They're headed to California or certainly the West. It reminds me of gas rationing. And remember the siphoning off of gas, and people in the middle of the night doing that because they wanted to get more gas or wanted to sell gas to other people. So these police task force that have been set up to battle the hijacking, water tankers especially, but even the private wells, is absolutely insane. And it is like a three-ring circus. And I agree with what Mark Baird had to say. It's about the people, and the people have to be paying attention, and there's not a lot of conversation about this, which in one way is very surprising, because guess what? Water is not partisan. Everybody needs water, and they desperately need it in California, without a doubt. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. The toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Again, by the way, the John Snyder investment scams coming up next hour. You heard Mark Baird there on water, which is huge with the amount of water that's being stolen. It's a whole new enterprise in the West Coast. We've had 4 years of a drought there, and now there are some criminals who are pretty crafty at tapping into tankers and ripping off water every which way they can, and then selling it on the black market. As you heard Mark say there, you've got farmers who are stuck. They're on the hook, because what's going to happen is, and we're already seeing it, how much water it takes, an incredible amount of water, for example, for those California almonds, and that so that business is taking a huge, huge hit, because they can't afford to, you know, these farmers can't afford to figure out ways to water that crop. It's the margins aren't there. There's no way to get that water in, and the groundwater certainly is being sucked away, or others are paying to get groundwater from their neighbors. It's absolutely crazy. All right, you might think this is crazy, too, as well. The president is set to send hundreds of troops to Iraq, even though he said there's no new strategy. If you remember, in Germany, in the wrap-up, he was talking about ISIS and saying that there isn't any kind of a strategy, and there hasn't been because of the fact that the Iraqis themselves are not ready to roll. There's problems in the commitment issues with the Iraqi forces. So the Pentagon, information is starting to leak out that the Pentagon has actually drawn up plans to expand the training of those forces, right? And the Sunni tribal fighters. So that means they're going to deploy more troops. They say they're not contemplating a radical change in war strategy or sending forces into ground combat, despite what's going on with the ISIS guys as they're taking Ramadi and what's happening on the, quotes, battlefields. But we have that happening, while you've got dozens of airport workers who are actually linked to terror groups, including ISIS. So, okay, that's great. So we get the shakedown going through our own airports. Now they say that they've hired dozens of people with terror links. And the TSA is already obviously reeling from all the amounts of weapons that have gotten through when people have tried to highlight what's happening with the TSA. And now you have workers that weren't correctly screened when they were hired. And you have at least 73 people that are linked to terrorism. That hiring process needs to change, needless to say. I mean, you have to be kidding me. Are we really all standing at the craps table when we jump on these planes? That's ridiculous. And the weapons that got through, remember that? A 95% success rate. Sneaking fake bombs and weapons through security. Of course, who cares? They don't care. They're not properly vetting the people who are working at the TSA. Ridiculous. Half the people that may, or at least a handful of them, that might be giving you the cold-eyed stare, of course, could be doing it for a different reason. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And they say this, you know, this pre-check passenger thing that a lot of people have, that they have, you're like a trusted traveler, and they say that that whole pre-check thing is low risk. But they're handing out these pre-check statuses to hurry up and get passengers through as quickly as possible. I know it happened to me twice. I was shocked, once in Philly and once in Washington. I thought, you're kidding. I thought they were pulling me out of line to give me some grief, and instead they just, no shoes off, no nothing, just pushed me through. So it's crazy. And then plus you have people who have signed up for the pre-check program, and then you have the randomly chosen people to be go through the boarding process, and they go through fast. Which is, like I said, that's what happened with me.
Wow.
Does that freak anybody out? Or is it just what you expect? That when you get on a plane, we're not really quite sure. We're not really quite sure because, the guy that answered the ad on the pizza box has ties to ISIS or wants to have ties to ISIS. And, oh, by the way, as much as they might be stopping you for your little shampoo, somebody else is sneaking something in. And then, of course, the world hears this, so that's just even more information that's out there. Although I don't think that's shocking to anybody who might try to do that. And you would think one of the biggest worries is, okay, so they might not do this again, what we saw in 9/11, but if you're telling us it's a pretty clear pathway, come on. Nothing's 100%, but for goodness sake, employees going to Syria to join ISIS at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport, that's what happened. Former employees that have badges that had access to all areas of the airport have left jobs, have been on the job for a while, and then they've gone over to Syria. That's great. What do you think they're reporting back? everything that they saw, every potential way to possibly infiltrate that airport. Of course. I mean, you know, that's a stroke of brilliance. Get people hired, let them see the lay of the land, then have them eventually quit, and they can give you the blueprints to where they saw the vulnerabilities. I would say, of all the things on the board, like Homeland Security, I mean, they're not getting it right at the border so much, right? So they got to get it right here. They got to get at least one of these two right. And the border, of course, we have the push and shove of what are we going to do along those Spartan areas. I would say, as we know, people can come through that way, terrorists, because they've stopped some people, and I'm sure others have gotten through. You got to worry about that, and you got to worry about the information that's being handed over from people who worked in these airports, who had access to rampways, to places where airport workers can go with their badges. That's scary. I can't believe more people aren't talking about that. To me, that's one of the more frightening things we've heard. I mean, really. And you see those nooks and crannies because they're all over the airports, especially big ones, but even small airports have that kind of access too. And sometimes those smaller airports, I mean, that's what it is. You're feeding into a bigger airport. So, I mean, it's got to make you think twice and look over your shoulder a little bit. Because they're not doing a good job at some of these airports. I'd love for them to re-rank the airports. Who's doing the best job and who's doing the worst job? And where did all of those workers come from? I mean, some from Minneapolis, we already know that, but where did some of the other ones come from? What other airports had workers who left and went to Syria or went to the Middle East and are involved with a terror group now? I mean, that's two. That's two strikes within 2 weeks. Two strikes in 2 weeks. Hey, if you want to sound off on the president sending hundreds more troops to Iraq, yeah, they're not going to engage in combat. They're just going to help the people who need to engage in combat, who aren't motivated to do that because they get shook up by what they see, these videos, the beheading, the marching, the beheadings, the marching of the people down to the water and then killing them. The various things that ISIS is capable of doing, not just that. The villages, the people, the mass graves, you know, the list is pretty long of despicable things that ISIS is capable of. And certainly they're capable of recruiting, and they know how to use social media to do that. So now we send more troops in, they're going to theoretically really, really train these Iraqi forces that are motivated to protect their mother country, but yet if the press is on, they leave. They don't want to lose. They don't want to lose their life in the manner that they've seen others. So they're not willing to push it all the way. They're willing to do what they can, and if they get too tight, too boxed in, they'll drop and move. And so, there we are again. How are we going to solve this conundrum? Any thoughts? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Hang with us. I'll push you over the fence. See you on the flip side.
Are Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with us. All of you third shifters and beyond. Yeah, the paradigm has shifted, hasn't it? I can't believe how many people I know, whether I was doing this job or not, have had a lifestyle flip where, hey, they're hanging out with all of us right now, probably eating a slice of pizza and listening to ATN, just like a couple of the people who emailed me. I love it that you're telling me your food choices now. So on that note, if you want to weigh in, the Prez sending more troops to Iraq, not to engage with these ISIS thugs, but to train the people who don't want to really fight ISIS to fight them. And I'm not saying all those soldiers, but there are obviously many of them uncomfortable, and when they get pressed up, boom, they're out of there. We've seen that happen a couple of times. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. There's nothing wrong with a retreat when you know you can't take down the enemy, but this isn't a retreat when you're throwing your weapons down and running away. unless they were taught to throw their weapons down and run away, but not by our forces. So I don't know how they would decide, okay, this is what I'm going to do. If whatever it is, self-preservation, because we see what happens with ISIS. Let's turn to the mailbag and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Billy says, Kate, I listen to the show every night. I heard Izzy, who I really like, I like it when she calls in, I heard Izzy say that she gets her root beer ready for your show. I thought that was really pretty cool, because it's funny, I do something similar. I drink 2 cups of coffee a day, one of them earlier in the day, and one when I'm listening to America Tonight. I have kind of a mixed up schedule. Sometimes I'm early one week and sometimes I'm later. So if I miss a show and I want to listen, I'll just go and download it. This whole thing with ISIS and what's happening with the lack of a strategy is outrageous. What are we paying for? Just to randomly be part of the coalition, in fact, lead the coalition and dump a bunch of bombs in strategically located places? Not that that can't be effective, but if you have no boots on the ground, you know you come from a military family and you've talked to many people in the military on this show. That's not a strategy. That doesn't work. It didn't work for anyone in half the wars. It's effective in some ways, but not effective enough against ISIS, who strategically have placed people all over the place. They're like rats. They move when they have to. I'm sure we might have knocked out some. I'm not knocking the effort, but it's not going to kill out these cockroaches. What do you say? Yeah, it's not. You said it the best. It's not going to kill the cockroaches. Spray and spray and spray and spray. It's just like mosquitoes. Spray and spray and spray. It's not enough. You have to get something more powerful that your neighbor told you costs only $1,000. Well, we've spent way more than $1,000. We've spent billions on stomping out ISIS, and we can't do it. We need a different strategy. We need the Iraqi forces to get in there and dig in there. You know, in fact, the problem is we really need the religious sectors to work together to get rid of ISIS. And that's not what's happening. That was the problem in the first place. We move to this one from Pete in Illinois. Kate, you know, that Amtrak crash by your old hometown still gnaws at me. Why are they not releasing what happened with the kid's phone? There's just this little thing in the back of my head telling me, I bet there are calls or texts, because they had no evidence of anything else. What, he suddenly decided to hit the gas? That just doesn't fly. I think they're going to find that he was on the phone and was not paying attention and was jarred into reality coming around that curve. Could be wrong. It just smells and feels that way to me. Yeah, they haven't said. I mean, they're doing that time stamping thing. So you think, oh, I erased all my voicemails, got rid of all my tests. Trust me, there's always a way technology usually can get you. So if he was doing any of those things, texting, calling, whatever, it'll be there. It'll be on the timestamps. They can knock that down pretty quickly. And that's where your mind automatically goes. Now, this was a guy who wanted to be an engineer his whole life and was into trains since he was a kid. But the bottom line is the immediate reactions, the people that you look at are the people who had the controls in any scenario of a train or a plane or a bus or any of that. So you absolutely have to look at him, and maybe they rule that out once they do the timestamp thing, and we haven't heard anything. And it's tough to get information because it's not just dropping out. They're not dropping information out. I've called and so have probably, I'm sure, tons of other people in the media. But we'll know soon enough. We'll know soon enough. And it'd be good to nail down that reason why. That's why putting these cameras in the Amtrak trains on the engineer, I think is a good idea. So they know, hey, really? You want to, it's just like all the information we have about driving and texting. I just saw something the other day. And it was on the signs. You know where they flash the amber alerts? It was on the signs. It seemed like everywhere I turned, I was seeing a sign about it, including an outdoor billboard. Because it's like you have to smack everyone over the head. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I mean, we live in a free world, and if somebody wants to do that, they'll do, you know, they will. But the problem is, who are you endangering? The other people on the road, the other people in the train, which you are the engineer of the train. And maybe this isn't the case. Maybe they're going to find nothing there, and we still have that unexplained what happened question. How did this train suddenly go faster? And we know that the train is going to be sued and is being sued. There are lawsuits, but it would be nice to know the reason why. This one from William. Hello, Kate and listeners of America Tonight. I really had a few things on my mind. I need to email you again next week. It's good practice for me. You've talked about a few interesting things this week and last week, to be sure. And I think one of the more interesting guests you had, I loved it, was the guy who was the NSA whistleblower. And he made such great points about the fact that not too much has changed. And he left after 9/11 because they already knew some of what Ed Snowden knew. Think of the time in between. Good for him that he blew the whistle because he just didn't want to take it anymore. We need more whistleblowers and they need more protection. What do you say about that, Kate? Do you think a whistleblower gets ostracized? Oh. Well, it depends on the company. Remember, Enron had a whistleblower. Enron went down. People lost tons of money. I mean, it's going down anyway. But I think that whistleblower is pretty brave. It was good. That information rescued some people from an even worse fate financially. And I mean, you saw that with big tobacco. We've seen it with a couple of things. I think it's tough to be a whistleblower. I think it's tough because you are on the ledge and you are threatened. But it's so vital to put some rights, I think, in there for somebody who does that. Because you have to have serious cojones, if you know what I mean. And really, man or woman, it's an expression to be able to do it, because it is a scary thing to do. We're going to have a week where we have a whistleblower a night. We're already working on it. Wait till you hear some of the stories. More reasons, of course, to tune in to America Tonight. Hey, thanks for all the emails. You can send me your thoughts as well. I'm fond of saying that at the tail end of the show. AmericaTonight.net. Rock on, America.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.